When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, let's get it. It is Digital Underground Day on Old School. Hump Day. Here's the importance of what we want to do today. We want to have some. I need for the text line to be active today. 402-464-5685. I need your thinking caps on. I know everybody likes to play, like with the gaming system being out, everybody's working on budgets and being a GM, a pocket GM, and trying to figure out how to make things work. So I want to get active in trying to make things work and figure out what it's going to take. What it's going to take to make things work. So to me, Austin Norman, today we're going to hold it down. Austin, before we get into this bad boy, let them know about the Mercado.
Gladly. Certified Piedmontese. Every type of meat. Yes, every type of meat. And every type of cut. It cooled down a little bit. You can step out and grill without worrying about your hydration overly, specifically. So get out there. Get your meat from the Mercado. Seasoned up. It got seasonings there. The gelato. All sorts of other sides and accompaniments as well. Two Lincoln locations. 84th and Havelock, as well as 30th and Yankee Hill. And one up in Omaha. 168th and Maple Streets.
All your meats, jump on the stream, please, please, please. Facebook, YouTube, Allo Channel 961. We appreciate y'all as well. Brad Moling and the gang for making it easier for y'all to enjoy this content and be a part of what we're doing. We're gonna play GM today. We're gonna play directors, program directors. We're gonna play chief of staff, operators, etc. And we're gonna start with the sport that has the most leverage and has the most information available to us. So Austin Norman, as we go through this day, with NIL and transfer portal and such, business, the business behind college football, especially Power Five football, is changing right in front of us. And it's going to take some proactive thinking and some busy work, some productive work. Some wide open conversation and full transparency in order to get some things done. So Austin Norman, here's what we're going to start with. And we're going to go through different sports throughout the course of this 2 hours and try to reach some common level of what needs to be done, what should be done, what could be done when it comes to football, And as I start to think about this, full transparency, I've talked to several programs, and they're giving information on how they're doing business, which makes me look up the street here, and hope that they're working in the same effort, production, as their competitors.
Mm-hmm.
So let's think of the Big Ten Network as a neighborhood.
18 house neighborhood. Effective okay. In 2 weeks.
Who has the biggest house in the neighborhood, Austin?
Right now, my gut tells me it's Ohio State.
Well, Oregon said we have all the money.
But Oregon, have they built a house yet? Do they actually have access to the house, or are they building?
They're moving in.
Okay.
They're moving in from Oregon with all the money.
Okay, so it's Oregon, Ohio State. I think Michigan's in that conversation. I would say...
So there's a cul-de-sac that's elevated.
Yes.
And gated.
Yes. Northwestern has the money.
Uh-huh.
It is there and available.
But
it's Northwestern.
They're kind of still driving Prius.
If they're lucky, yeah.
Right, like,
they just upgraded
from
their Pinto.
Right, like they mm-hmm. like, eh, look at them. You're spending too much.
Right. Maryland's got the Under Armour connection.
Mm-hmm.
Do we consider Rutgers New York market?
They just bought in and are trying to build up an old remaining house.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
They're over there.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa, I kind of think that Iowa was just on land next to Nebraska. Like, and then they put a fence up just to keep them from beating each other up. Like, they used to be family, and now they're not anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Once the Hatfields broke up with the other McCoy, and that was that.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, it's like, okay, look, the Iowas are here.
Here are the interesting teams that I want your opinion on.
Yes.
Do the LA schools have the money we think they do, given their market?
I think they are selling that they don't have money, but they absolutely have money.
Okay.
Here's what I know about USC, and I'm going to speak from conversations that I've just recently had. That think Hollywood and think production companies and think cyber business.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Yeah, there's money. There's California money. And it's a different kind of money. Right? That Hollywood money just is spent differently because it's turned over and created. So in full. And oh, by the way, it's the right kind of money when it comes to, because we're in the era now of name, image, and likeness.
Mm-hmm.
And the California schools have that better than everybody else.
And have for a while, outside of maybe SMU. The other one is
true.
Indiana.
Yes.
How big a factor is Cuban?
Not enough. Not enough.
Should Indiana live in a nicer house, or are they where they belong in NIL?
Remember that Indiana was the nice house back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Because of basketball. Like, you had your big hits. But in football, it's a nice house. It's not a great football house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have a nice pool, but it's not heated. Like, you may have the bigger pool because you got it early and you got it cheap, but you don't have the best Wi-Fi. You don't have the nicest.
So you say, when you say it's a nice house in the 1970s, and you walk in the 2020s and you say, man, this is a nice house for the 1970s.
For the 1970s, this was Art Deco, and we are not Art Decoing right now. Like, we are not doing that. And we know those houses. Like, we see them in movies. We see those houses mm-hmm. in movies. And mm-hmm. when we go into throwback, that's what that is. Now, I'm still not sure how Illinois is still in the neighborhood.
Or Purdue.
Rutgers is, they're the people who came east, changed their name, and we know that they've got money off the books, right?
Right.
Like, okay, well, you know, we got people. If we need cash, we can get you cash. we're probably not going to deal with that. So in each of these schools, in each of these programs, especially in football, they're going to try to set value on what they're going to spend on their football programs. And we know that Oregon is going, that Michigan and Ohio State are in that $23 to $25 million range, at least to what they're admitting to.
There's another question.
Yeah.
What's more important, the amount of money that you actually need or the amount of money you think that you need? Because to me, the amount of money that you actually need and the amount of money that you think you need are probably different based on who you're talking to at other schools and how good your, you know, quote unquote, intel department is at finding out what other teams are actually spending, what's truth and what's bluster.
I'm telling you that in my conversations with these universities, with these people around the programs, not within the programs, around the program, these are people that are in the, hey, let's develop money, let's gather money business, that the whatever number you're hearing, the number is greater. In theory, it's greater. And they're shooting for the sky so that they land amongst, you say, shoot for the, for the, for the stars, and you'll reach for the sky?
Yeah.
I think that's what's happening. That you're going to have, of the 18 schools, six are going to spend maximum money. Whatever the number is that any of them spend, they're all going to spend $1 more than they think the other guy is spending.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's just literally the battle that goes on. We saw that. Because we also know that the neighborhood we want to be in, which is really SEC, they've already told you. We can tell you that the number is $30 million, but Georgia is not going to let Alabama spend $30 and only spend $30.
Especially when Georgia was still trying to catch Alabama.
Right, and Alabama doesn't like being outspent. Well, hey, Florida and LSU were like, well, wait a minute. We could spend. Tennessee, again, who doesn't have a lot of competition in it, hey, let us spend some more money. We think we can get. Texas A&M said, well, I got a black card and a blank check. What you want to do?
Which one?
What you want to do? And then here comes the old bully in Texas who by habit and history, outspent everybody they've ever competed with in everything forever.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's simple.
So the SEC has their Big Six. Big Ten, especially with football, let's figure out who the Big Six is, because they're going to be the people that set the value for what everybody has to deal with. So we're safe to say, right? And text line, let me know who your Big Six, the highest six spenders when it comes to football in the Big Ten Conference.
Corey on the text line, Rutgers has waste management and construction money.
Hey, you just said a thing. Like, I mean, this is really, listen, Nebraska and Iowa have agriculture money. We understand that. But then you have to get that money through that business into the program. And that's part of the discussion we're going to have. So put a pin there when we come back, how the money is spent and how much money is it? And Austin, here's the question when we come back that you have to answer first. What's more important? How much money you have to acquire or how you spend it? Old school, the ticket. We'll be right back.
Save big on all your back to school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.